Amen. You are welcome into the presence of the Lord this morning. Amen. Are you glad to be here? Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands and just begin to give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. He's been grateful. He's been grateful. He's been grateful. He's been faithful. Yes, give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be worshipped. There is none like unto thee. There is none like unto him. He is the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We bless his name. Bless his name this morning. Bless his name this morning. Bless his name. He's worthy. He's worthy. He has kept you safe throughout the week. Yes, he has kept your family safe throughout the week. In your going out and in your coming in, he has protected you from every form of accidents, from every form of catastrophes. He has watched over you. He has protected you in all manner of ways. He has been good to you. He has been kind to you. He protected you from sickness, disease, and infirmity. He is worthy to be magnified and exalted. He has been your provision. He made provision for you when you needed him. Therefore, we give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. We honor and adore him in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Have your seats this morning. Amen. So this morning we are doing the service differently. Hallelujah. You know, let's just rise up 1 minute. Rise up 1 minute with me. And let's pray, okay? Let's pray. Let's pray against every contrary spirit. Amen. Let's pray against every contrary spirit. Every contrary spirit. Every foreign spirit. Every spirit that does not want things to go on well this morning. Let's just come against every spirit of heaviness, every demonic spirit. Let's just begin to pray right now. Let's begin to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic spirit. We come against every contrary spirit that has lifted itself against, oh Father, the worship this morning. We rebuke every demonic entities. We rebuke every powers of darkness. We come against satanic manipulations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every attack in the realms of the spirit, every attack on the service, every attack on the instruments, we come against them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy. We rebuke the hand of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for a wonderful time in your presence this morning. Thank you for the victory, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So I said this morning we are doing the service differently. Amen. We do the service differently. And so I'm going to be teaching. And after teaching, we are going to enter into a time of praise and worship. Amen. So our service to this morning is a service of praise and worship. Hallelujah. And you can already see that the enemy who does not like praise and worship has already started fighting it. Amen. He doesn't like praise and worship, because when you begin to give God praise and you begin to give God worship, the enemy is in confusion. So already he has started fighting it, but he has lost the battle even before he started. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here this morning? Okay, please, can you give me a little more volume? Just give me a little more volume here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Let your word sharpen us. Let your word quicken us. Let your word open us up, Father, to this time of praise and worship. And we have a glorious and wonderful time in your presence. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse number 9. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I want us to look at is that chosen people praise God. Hallelujah. Chosen people do what? They praise God. Hallelujah. Chosen people praise God. Now, we said that praise is blessing God for something he has done for you, or for things that he has done for you, or for things that you believe and trust that he will do for you. Hallelujah. So when you are praising God, you are praising God because of something. Hallelujah. And that is why praise goes together with worship. Amen. So you praise God for something he has done, for something he's about to do, for something he's doing. You praise him for it. Hallelujah. But we talk about worship. We said we worship God for who he is. Amen. We worship God for what? For who he is. And that is why worship is on a higher plane than praises. Amen. Worship is on a higher plane than praises. In fact, to tell you the truth, now, if you are really a spiritual person, you will love to always be in worship. Amen. I'm not saying that praises is not necessary. Praises is necessary. Hallelujah. Praises is what? Is necessary. Praises is important for us to praise God, thank God, worship him for what he has done for you. It is only an ungrateful person who does not thank someone for what the person has done for him or her. Hallelujah. And we have so many ungrateful Christians today because they cannot even see what God has done for them. Amen. They cannot even realize what God has done for them. There are many complaining Christians today. Amen. Many complaining Christians. They complain about everything. Amen. They complain about everything. And you begin to wonder whether they serve the same God you are serving. Hallelujah. Because they complain about everything. Amen. Yeah, they complain about everything. When they don't have food to eat, but they are eating a certain kind of food, they are complaining about that food. They are complaining about that food. But somebody else does not even have that food. They complain about the clothes they wear. At least you have something you are wearing. Somebody doesn't have some. They are complaining about the shoes they are putting on. Why somebody even doesn't have some? At least you have some money. Somebody doesn't have some. You are complaining. You see, we complain about everything and we cannot count anything God has done for us. We cannot appreciate anything that God has done for us. Hallelujah. But you see, we need to praise God for what he has done, for what he's doing, and for what he's about to do. Amen. You see, when you praise God for what he has done, and you are praising God for what he is doing, my God, you have the capacity to praise him for what he's about to do. Because if God has done something for you, and you praise him, you know that he can do more. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So we praise God for what he has done, for what he's doing, and for what he's about to do. But we worship him for who he is. Amen. That is why I say it is on a higher plane. Worship is on a higher plane. Worship is on a higher plateau. You see, because you worship God for who he is. You are not looking at what he has done before you worship him. We are not looking at what he's about to do before you worship him. But you are worshiping him for who he is. Hallelujah. He said, I am whom I am. Hallelujah. I am whom Moses said, if I go and they ask me, what will I say? Say, I am, has sent you. Amen. I am who I am. He is the Almighty God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Are you understanding me? He is the everlasting one. Amen. The great I am. There is none like unto him. You see, we worship God for who he is. And people come to church, and when it's time for worship, they are looking like this. And some of them are even biting their fingernails. And they are looking at people's faces who are worshiping. They are looking at people who have bowed down and worshiping. They are looking at people who have knelt down and worshiping. And they are looking at them with some eye. It means that look at them. I don't know why they are worshiping.
What has God done for them and they are worshiping God? You have got it wrong. God has not done anything for them, but he is God. They are worshiping him because he is God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why Bible says that it's only a fool that says in his heart there is no God. Amen? Because there is a God in the heavens. Are you understanding me? There is a God that is the fierce in the first of men. There is a God that holds the universe together. There is a God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So when you come to church, you must understand that first of all, you came to worship God. Amen. You came to do what? To worship God. You came to worship him. And worship is giving worship to God for who he is. You must know who God is. He is existing. Are you understanding me? He is everlasting, isn't it? He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. Hallelujah. I mean, there's no other God that can compare unto him. So we come to worship him. And so this morning, we are here to praise, and we are here to what? To worship God. Amen. Have a heart of gratitude. Amen? Have a heart of what? Of gratitude. I heard a statement mentioned by somebody that, you know, they gave somebody gave somebody 60 Ghana cedis, and the person was not happy. He said, "How this man cry, a rich man like this, and he gave me 60 Ghana. Did you work for the rich man? Did you work? That is a heart of ungratitude. Ungratefulness. You didn't work for the rich man. You only came to his house, and when you were going, he gave you 60 Ghana cedis. And you are saying that this rich man, is this all he could give me? What work did you do for him? Amen. What work did you do for him? Are you understanding what I'm saying? We must have a heart of gratitude, because sometimes we don't do anything for God, but God blesses us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You know, God, do you know why God does that? Because we are his children. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you have a child, does your child necessarily have to work for you before you give your child something? No, you give your child because you love your child. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so God gives us because he loves us, not necessarily because we have done something for him. So you must be grateful for the thing you are calling little, it is so great for somebody. Are you understanding me? The thing you are calling little is so great for somebody. If somebody had gotten what you have gotten and you are saying that it's little, we need to have a heart of gratitude. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah, a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. Some people are not even happy about the children God gave them. Oh yeah, they look at other people's children and I say, "I wish these were my children." Hey, somebody is looking for one, only one. He's praying day and night. They have drunk some concoctions into their system just for a child. You are looking at them with some eyes. Say, look at these children. Where did they come from at all? Hallelujah. You must have a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise God for what he has done for us, and we worship him for what? For who he is. Amen. So chosen people praise God. Chosen people praise God. Now in verse 9, Bible says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Hallelujah. So, number one, we have been called. We have been what? Chosen. Yeah? We have been chosen. So, you and I belong to a chosen generation. Amen. We have been chosen by God. And it didn't stop there. He says, we are a royal priesthood. We belong to a royal priesthood and a holy nation. A peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises. We should do what? Show forth the what? Praises of he who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Listen, If you cannot praise God for anything at all, praise him for what? Saving you out of darkness and putting you into his marvelous light. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because once upon a time you were a thief. Once upon a time you were a liar. Once upon a time you were a womanizer. Once upon a time you were an adulterer, fornicator. Once upon a time you were a murderer. Once upon a time you were an abortionist. But God, by his mercy, God, by his grace, are you understanding me? He redeemed you out of darkness and he has placed you in his marvelous light. He says, I have chosen you. Listen, it is not a mere thing to be chosen by God. Are you understanding me? No, it is not a mere thing to be chosen by God. We are not talking about man choosing you. We say God choosing you. Hallelujah. You are chosen by the God of all the creations. He chose you. And he says we have been chosen that we may show forth his what? Praises. Hallelujah. That we should show forth his praises. So you must understand that you have been called to show forth the praises of God. Hallelujah. Number two. Praise is proper for the believer. Praise is what? Proper for the believer. Psalm 33 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 33 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 33 verse 1 to 3. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That word commonly means proper, right, appropriate. For what? For the upright. So if you're an upright person, if you're a righteous person, the Bible says praise is proper for you. Hallelujah. And we are talking about a believer that believes in the living God. Praise is appropriate for you. Praise is proper for you. Praise is befitting to you. You must learn to praise and worship God because it is proper. Are you understanding me? It is proper. If you are praising God, if you are worshiping God, and somebody is looking at you and laughing at the way you are dancing and laughing at the way you are praising God, don't mind that person at all because you are doing the proper thing. Are you understanding me? You are doing the what? The appropriate thing. Bible says that when God gave the children of Israel victory, Bible says King David joined the people to dance, and they were dancing so much that his robe was coming off and they could see his under clothes. And the wife, who was Saul's daughter, when he looked at him, she disdained him in her heart. He said, what kind of thing is David doing? Dancing with the ordinary people. As a king, how can you be dancing like that? How can you be turning around like that? That even your underwear is showing. And when David came home, he said, how could you have done this? How did you disgrace yourself like that? And David said to him, do you know who I was dancing for? To? I was dancing before the God who preferred me above your father. That is the God I was dancing to. Do you know what Bible says? Bible says because of that, God closed her womb and she never gave birth again. Are you understanding me, somebody? Praise is comely. Praise is proper for a believer. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's proper for a believer for him to praise God, for him to glorify God. But that is not the end. He says, praise the Lord with a harp. A harp is a musical instrument. David used to play the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I know there are some portion of Christianity who do not believe in playing instruments in the church. Amen. Because some of them are misguided and they don't understand scripture and they don't go into scripture. So they have never seen instruments in scripture before. But here the Bible says, praise the Lord with the harp. David played the harp. Bible says, when they needed someone, a skillful musician, to play in the presence of Saul, because an evil spirit was worrying Saul, they looked for David, and they brought David, and anytime the evil spirit plagued Saul, David took the harp and began to play the harp. And as he was playing the harp, the evil spirit left Saul. Are you understanding me, somebody? Bible says that praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with a palm string and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto the Lord a new song. play skillfully with a loud noise. Listen, we need to play skillfully with what? With the instruments. We need to praise God with the instruments. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They have been praising God with the instruments for a long time. And God requires of us to praise Him also with the instruments, with music. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song. When you are around, you can say, you can compose your own song. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why the Bible says we should be like little children. Because little children know how to compose songs. I tell you, they can compose their own songs right now. But we are too big to compose our own songs. But I'm here this morning to tell you, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. A song that nobody has heard before. It is your own composition. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You praise Him, you worship Him with a new song. Hallelujah. He says, praise is proper. It's proper for a believer. Hallelujah. Praise is proper for a believer. Now, we praise God because there is no other God like Him. Amen. There is no other God like Him. Exodus 15:11. Exodus chapter 15, verse number 11. We praise God. We worship Him because there is no other God like Him. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Yeah, that scripture says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Now, when you notice, the gods there starts with what? A small g, not a capital G. Now, somebody will ask me, are there other gods? Yes, there are other gods. Hallelujah. There are other gods. But our gods start with what? A capital G. The other gods start with what? A small g. Are you understanding me? So there are other gods. People are worshiping other gods, isn't it? They are worshiping the gods that are in the sea. They are worshiping the gods that are in the forest. They are worshiping the gods that are in the mountains. They have different kinds of gods. You understand? They are worshiping. Hallelujah. They bow down to those gods. They worship those gods. They sing praises to those gods. Bible says this were one of the gods that Elijah challenged on Mount Carmel. His name, that the name of that god was called Baal. Hallelujah. And Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. And the prophets of Baal, the Bible says from morning to evening, they were cutting themselves. They were doing all kinds of incantations. They were praising, they were singing for their god, so that their god would come and bring fire to consume the sacrifice. But nothing happened. And Elijah was teasing them. He said, continue, sing aloud, because maybe your God is asleep. Wake Him up. Hallelujah. If there was a God, yes, they worship a God. But I'm telling you, there is a God that passes another God. There is a God that is more than another God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And the Bible says in this psalm, it says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Among the gods, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? Who can be compared unto you? That is what it means. Who can be compared unto you? Which other God can we compare unto? Who is like unto you? There are gods. Yes, people bow before them. People worship Him. But there's no other God like the God we worship. Are you understanding me this morning? Some of us do not even know the God we worship. We don't know Him. We don't know who He is. We don't know His ability. We don't know His capability. We don't know His power. We don't know His glory. We don't know what He can do. Hallelujah. That is why I love that song. It said, whatever God cannot fix, and whatever God cannot do, and whatever God cannot solve, does not exist. Hallelujah. It does not exist. It means that He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Bible says, all things that were created out of Him. He spoke everything into being. The worlds and the universe, they were created out of nothing. Ex nihilo, out of nothing, out of nothing, out of nothing. And let me tell you something. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It means that before God created the heavens, God was existing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why some of us limit God to heaven. But I'm telling you that God is greater than heaven. Bible says the heavens and the greatest heaven cannot contain you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Heaven came out of God. God did not come out of heaven. Are you understanding me here this morning? I say heaven came out of God. Heaven spoke. God spoke out heaven. He says in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. He's mightier than the heavens. He's greater than the heavens. He's like, oh my God, listen. The heavens came out of him. The earth came out of him. The universe came out of him. Everything that is living, whether spiritually or physically, was created by him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Those demons that are lesser gods today, all of them were created by him. Oh my God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why the psalmist says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. My God. We worship him. We praise him. Because there is none like him. There is none like him. Listen, if another God is threatening you, don't be scared. Are you understanding me? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. You see, Bible says that when oh my God, when David stood before Goliath, oh my God, David stood before Goliath. Listen, the battle that was raging was not between David and Goliath. The battle that was raging was between the gods of the Philistines and the God of Israel. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because all the children of Israel, they were afraid of Goliath. But here comes a man, a young boy of 17 years, who knew his God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He knew the power of his God, the glory of his God, the might of his God. So when he entered the camp, and he listened to the Philistines. He said, look at this Philistine. This uncircumcised Philistines. He stood before him. He said, as for you. As for you. As for you. I will kill you and cut off your head with a sword. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He came against him in the name of the God of Israel. Listen. Who is like unto him? Who? There is no one. Among the gods. Among the gods. Among the gods, who is like unto him? Maybe there's a God in your village. I want to tell you that God is not as powerful as the God you worship. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not as powerful as the God you worship. Maybe there's a stream in your village and they say that stream is a God. And people go and worship before that God. They go and put food in a pot before that God. Oh my God. Listen, my God does not eat in a pot. My God does not eat in an earthen pot. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Those gods, they eat in an earthen pot. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They take alcohol and they pour it on the ground for him. My God doesn't eat on the ground. How can you pour food on the ground for your God? You eat in a plate. You eat in a plate. But as for your God, you drink in a cup. But as for your God, the God, you pour it on the floor. They cannot compare to my God. They cannot compare to our God. That is why we need to worship him. That is why we need to praise him. Are you understanding me here this morning? Because there is no other God. No other God like him. There's no other God like him. No other God. No other God. I remember some years ago. That time I just got this car. Just that week. Just that week. We went somewhere. And I was reversing. I was reversing. And not knowing the place I was reversing, you know, there was there was a concrete slab and it has broken. And the iron rods were this way. They were all up. The iron rods were up like this. Eh? And I reversed. And they were high. Oh. I reversed and passed through them. And came out, and there was nothing. And the people in the shop all came out. And he said, what did you do? Yeah. He said, what did you do? They were shocked. How did the car pass that place and come out? I have a living God. I have a living God. I have a living God. Are you understanding me here, somebody? He said, there's none like unto him. Amen. There's none like unto him. Number four, we praise God and worship him because God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm number 22, verse 3. Psalm 22, verse 3. Psalm 22. Psalm number 22, verse number 3. Psalm number 22, verse number 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Ah, my God. It says, God inhabits. The word to inhabit means to dwell. Hallelujah. Or if not to dwell, but to indwell. To indwell. That means God comes in and dwells in. Are you understanding me? He inhabits the praises of his people. What does it mean? It means that when his people are praising him, God comes down. Listen, God comes where? God comes down. God does what? God comes down. Bible tells us in the days of Jehoshaphat, when the armies came together of other nations and they came against Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat was confused. He didn't know what to do. Bible says he went to God in prayer. He went to the temple and the Lord brought about a revelation. And the Lord said, listen, you are going to go into this battle. Don't be afraid of them, because as for this battle, you are not going to fight it. I am taking up the battle. But God said to him, this is what you will do. The choristers will go before the army. Ah, my God. What kind of sense is this? What kind of military strategy is this? That the choristers and the singers and the instrumentalists, they are going to go ahead of the army. That is senseless. That is stupid. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is confusion. When it comes to military terms, it is complete foolish military advice. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But the king believed God, and they went to the praises team. They went to the instrumentalists. They went to the choristers, and they were singing, and they were dancing, and they were playing their instruments. And when the enemies heard it, the enemy said, hey, this man has gone to hire people. He has gone to hire people to come and fight us. And they were confused among themselves, and they began to kill themselves. And when they got to the camp, where the people are gathered, dead bodies all over the place. Dead bodies all over the place. Why? Because God came to dwell in the presence of his people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When they were praising him, God came into their midst. He inhabited the praise. He dwelt in the praise. And when God dwells in the praise, he gives power to the praise. He gives might to the praise. He gives glory to the praise. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The praise brings healing. The praise brings deliverance. Because God has inhabited the praises. I pray this morning, as we praise and worship God, may God inhabit our praise. I say, may God inhabit our praise. Inhabit the praises of his people. When you are in confusion, lift up your hand and praise God. Lift up your hand and worship God. When the enemies come against you, lift up your hands and worship God. When men are come against you, lift up your hands and worship God. Lift up your hands and praise God. God will come in. I said, God will come in. I said, God will come in. That is why Bible says, 1,000 may come at you, 10,000 by your right hand, but none shall come near your dwelling. Why? Because as you praise God, God dwells in the presence of his people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you praise God in your home, God dwells in your home. When you praise God in your car, God dwells in your car. When you praise God in your workplace, God dwells in your workplace. Listen, whatever confusion, whatever the enemy throws at you, begin to worship him. Begin to praise God. Begin to give him glory. He inhabits your praises. He dwells in your praises. I see somebody's looking at me and say, this man, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You are feeling some pain. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Listen, it is not everything that prayer can do. There are some things you need to praise God. I said, there are some things you need to worship him. Let him come in. Let him inhabit him. The praises of his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Labo Shakarabahaya. Number five, praises lifts you above your enemies. Praises lifts you above your enemies. head above my enemies round about. Not only one enemy, but those that are round about. Those that are round about me. He lifted me above them. He lifted me above them. This morning, if somebody shall praise God, shall worship God, God will lift you round about your enemies. He will lift you up. He will lift your head up. Your head will not remain bowed. He will lift your head. He will lift your head. Oh, makarabo shaparabahaya. Makota bahataba. He said, I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I will sing. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Number six. A living person must praise God. A living person must what? Praise God. Psalm 146 verse 2. Psalm 146 verse number 2. Psalm 146. Psalm 146 verse number 2. Okay. Let me just read from verse number 1 and then we just take it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Hallelujah. My God, listen. It is only a dead person who cannot praise God. Oh, yes. You see, that is why when God sent the prophet to come to, I think, Jehoshaphat, yeah? When God sent the prophet to come to him and tell him that put your house in order because you are going to die, you will not make it. Bible says when the prophet turned to go, Jehoshaphat turned to the wall and faced the wall. And one of the things he was telling God is that when I go, who will praise you? I said, when I go, who will praise you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? If I'm dead, who will praise you? When I'm in the grave, who will praise you? I cannot praise you from the grave. I cannot praise you from the dead. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I need to be alive to praise you. I need to be alive to praise you. That is why when you have breath, when you are alive, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Worship him. Once you have breath, once you have breath, because the living must praise God. He says, once I am alive, once I have a being, I will praise God. It's only the dead who cannot praise God. If you are spiritually dead, you can praise God. If you are spiritually dead, you can praise God. You can worship God. You can open your mouth. You can sing to him because spiritually you are dead. Are you understanding me? But this morning, every dead spirit here, we command it to come back to life. We command every dead spirit to come back to life. Receive life so you can praise him. So you can worship him. Because every living thing must praise God. Listen to me. Even the trees, they praise God. The trees, they praise God. You hear the noise, they are singing to God. The birds in the morning, they are singing to God. The fowls, they sing to God. Are you understanding me? All the animals, every living thing, they praise God. They sing to God. What about God's most precious creation? How can you not sing to God? How can you not praise God? He says, whilst I'm alive, whilst I'm living, whilst I have been, I will what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Number seven, which is the last one, praises brings deliverance. Hallelujah. Praises brings deliverance. Let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16. From verse 25. Acts chapter 16. This is where Paul and Silas were put in prison. Hallelujah. And they were bound with chains in the prison. And there were guards that were guarding them in case they ran away. But Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They didn't sing silently. Oh, they didn't sing silently. Listen. They were not the only people in prison. There were others in the prison.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? All of them were going through a prison experience, a very uncomfortable experience, a restricted experience. But Bible says they were with the people throughout the day. But when it got to midnight, Bible says Paul and Silas, they began to pray and they began to sing praises unto their God. They opened their mouth loud. They sang loudly. They worship him loudly. They praised him loudly. Everybody could hear it openly. They didn't hide to praise him. They praised him with all their heart. They praised him with all their might. How can you praise God when you are in prison, when you are restricted, when you are in chains? How can you praise God? The other people were complaining, but they were praising God. But they were praising God. They were in chains, but they were praising God. They were restricted, but they were praising God. I'm here to tell somebody, whether you are in chains today, as you praise God today, something will happen. Whether you are restricted, as you praise God today, something will happen. Bible says they began to praise God. They were praising him. Hallelujah. They were praising him, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loose. And suddenly, may somebody have a suddenly miracle. A sudden miracle. You are not expecting it, but you are just praising God for who he is, for his greatness, for his love, for his kindness. Suddenly, may you receive a sudden miracle, a sudden breakthrough. May something wonderfully suddenly happen. May your family receive something suddenly, a glorious thing suddenly. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Oh my God. If those who did geography, if you did geography in school, they will tell you that under the earth, there are some faults. Under the earth. Are you understanding me? They are faults. They call them cracks. They are under the earth. And when there is a shifting of those faults, you have an earthquake. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But this time, the earthquake was not by faults. The earthquake was not by cracks. The earthquake was by praise. I said the earthquake was by praise. May somebody cause an earthquake. I said, may somebody cause an earthquake. This morning as you praise God, may there come an earthquake. An earthquake in your situation. An earthquake in your situation. Whatever is bothering you, may there be an earthquake. May there be shaken. May there be shaken. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. The foundations, listen, if you want to uproot something, you uproot it from the foundation. It says, and the foundations were shaken. This morning I pray, whatever evil foundations are in your family, whatever evil foundations are troubling you, whatever demonic foundations, satanic foundations, foundations of sorcery, foundations of divination, foundations of witchcraft that has been established in your family for years, this morning as you praise God, may the foundations be shaken. I say, may the foundations be shaken. May the foundations be shaken. Foundations of poverty, foundations of lack and want, foundations of sickness, foundations of disease, foundations of backwardness. In the name of Jesus, as you praise God this morning, may the foundations be shaken. May the foundations be shaken. May the foundations be shaken. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. Hallelujah. The foundations of the prison. May the foundations of every prison that has held you bound for long, restricted you for long, this morning as you praise God, may the foundations be shaken. May the foundations be shaken. May the foundations be shaken. Hallelujah. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. Hey, the doors were open. All the doors were open. The doors that restricted them, the doors that held them inside, the doors that said will not allow you to come out. Hey, the Bible says all the doors were open, automatically open. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They didn't need a key to open the door, because God was dwelling in the presence of his people. Are you understanding?
understanding what I'm saying? You can praise God anywhere. It doesn't need to be in the church. They were in prison, but they were praising God, and God showed up in the prison. Are you understanding me? He says, and the doors were open. I pray as you worship God today, every doors that have been closed to you, every good doors that have been closed to you, may those doors be open. May those doors be open. May those doors be open in the name of Jesus. And every door was opened, and everyone's bounds were loose. Everyone's bounds were what? Were loose. Everyone's bounds were loose. Ah, Makarobo Hosha, this morning, as you praise and worship God, may bounds be loose. May bounds be loose. May bounds be loose. May chains be loose. May chains fall off. May bounds fall off. In the name of Jesus, may they fall off. May they fall off. May your people be set free. May liberty come. May liberty come. May deliverance come. In the name of Jesus, every bounds be loose. Every bounds be loose. Every bounds be loose. Every chains be loose. Every chains fall off. Fall off your people. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let the people of God be loose and set free. Be loose and set free. Because the God of heaven will indwell the praises of his people. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. Shortly.